Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity. We're breaking the stronghold of poverty. In the name of Jesus, my name is Ann Strickland, and I welcome you to night or day or wherever in the world you are to hear this message, because God has great plans, and as we learn his word and his will, it is coming to pass as I speak. So I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to share your will and your word with your people. I thank you that you have anointed me, according to Luke 4:18, to speak the word, to teach the word in the name of Jesus. And we have seen evidence of things as you've used me for your will in the name of Jesus. So I yield myself to you, Lord, and I just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Tonight we're going to talk on love is a key to your prosperity. And I want to tell you, I want to share with you, because God has given me a source of freedom. I don't have to know everything. I've learned that I don't know everything. I'm still learning as you're learning. And I have no problem in using someone else's information, especially if they're successful. Glory to God. So tonight, we're going to use the message from Dr. Leroy Thompson. I saw him years ago in New York for the first time. I'd never heard of him, but I fell in love with that man at that time. I was up at the Creflo Dollar. Dr. Creflo Dollar had his first conference in New York, and I attended that conference for a few days. But this message in this letter from Dr. Thompson really it blessed me. I'd read it before years ago because I received it in 2011, but it really blessed me, and I want to share it with you tonight because this is our time and our season. And that's why I've entitled this message, Love is a Key to Your Prosperity, as it's stated in Psalm 91, because he has set his love upon me. Because you've set your love upon God, he said, therefore will I deliver you. That's the way you read it. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you for setting us on high, setting me on high, because I have known your name, Lord. And as you walk in the spirit of love and forgiveness, you keep yourself open and available for the favor and grace of God to flow in your life. You know, it's hard sometimes to forgive people or walk in the spirit of love, especially when you're being mistreated and you know you're being mistreated. But that's an opportunity for you to, you're not a coward. So don't think you're a coward because you do the will of God. You allow and you forgive the persons. Walk in the spirit of forgiveness and love. You don't love what they did, but you have to love the person. All right? So this is what he says. You can lose money. This point I'm going to read to you. This letter from him, which he says, you can lose money, cometh angels, all right? Now, I remember him saying about money cometh, but that message didn't come from him. That prayer didn't come from him. I found out about a year ago who it came from, who wrote that prayer over a period of time. So Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? God says to me that money cometh angels will be released to the body of Christ so that his word on finances would come to pass in the believer's life. You see, angels hearken to the voice of God's word. A part of God's word is that you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And I'm going to dwell on that some later on, because that's where he has taken me in the business. That's what he has shown me in the business. A part of God's word is that your barns be filled with plenty and your presses burst forth with new wine. Proverbs 3:10. These scriptures cannot be disputed because they are in God's word. You must know who and what you are working with. Know who you are and who you're working with. You're working with God's unstoppable love. Love runs the natural realm. Every manifestation, every demonstration, and all creation operate by love. I believe that the greatest prosperity law of all is love. Love is the antidote for lack, inharmony, hate, and disease. Love can cause any situation to turn around completely. And he goes on to Psalm 91:14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Love also causes you to receive an abundance of prosperity from God. Proverbs 8:21 says, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. And this is for all the people who might have a problem understanding and receiving the fact that God wants you wealthy. So be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And start knowing and understanding God wants you wealthy. He says here in the word, I will fill their treasures. Wow. So the letter goes on to say, you mean, Dr. Thompson, if I walk in love, I can inherit a substance and receive treasures from God? Yes. So make this confession with me. Make this confession. With God's help, I am deliberately and joyously radiating divine love to God, myself, and to all mankind. I'll say it again so you can get it. I'm for you to say it, but you should have what you say. With God's help, I am deliberately and joyously radiating divine love to God, myself, and to all mankind. Glory to God. You're also working with the anointing. 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. It's in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointed teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. So if you're born again, the Holy Spirit abides in you. Therefore, you have access to the anointing. The anointing is the power and Spirit of God in you. You are his workmanship here on earth, so he works through you to get things done. He left you here. You're here on this earth for a purpose, for his purpose. The anointing caused Jesus to heal the sick and cast out demons. Acts 10:38. You can do the same thing. It's the truth that you know and understand is what's going to set you free. the same anointing will cause you to live a life of joy, peace, and prosperity. So you can call the money in. You can release your angels to go forth and cause the money to come forth. And you can say, money cometh to me now in the name of Jesus, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus, because there is so much that we are supposed to be doing here on earth. We are supposed to be wealthy. You're supposed to be wealthy because he says, I'll bless you to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. And that's why it is important for you to understand the words of God pertaining to prosperity and not be afraid of it. Not be afraid to know that you're supposed to be wealthy. Not be afraid and know that you are supposed to be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be able to help people. Or in your business, you're supposed to have businesses. You will be a blessing. If you have a gift and a desire to go in business, go for it. And not look at what someone else tried to do and failed. You're not that person. You are a child of Almighty God. He says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. Not that other person. People have failed all over different places, but also look at the other people who have succeeded. So keep your eyes on the successful things. Whatever things are good, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, let your mind dwell on those things. And the peace of God will bless you and bless you and bless you. And you'll live a great life, the life that God wants you to live. And you don't have to worry about what has happened to other people. You're not that person. You are a child of the King. Almighty God is his name. So know that you have the peace, the love, the joy. Know that you have the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. And there was a scripture here that I wanted to dwell on a little bit where it says, he filled your home with treasures. And, you know, when I first started talking and mentioned to someone about the prosperity message, and they said, well, isn't that materialism? And, you know, I said, materialism? I had not really heard that. But that's a trick of the enemy to get you to think you're not supposed to have anything. Now, materialism is not, doesn't have anything to do with this. I don't know what materialism is, really. And I don't want to know. All the thing I know is God wants us to have the best. As he said, Proverbs 8:21 says, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Treasures, great, high quality stuff. Whatever it is you might want or you might like. He wants you to have the best. We're supposed to have the best. So don't fall under that trick of the enemy, because you don't have to wait to have kingdom living when you die. Because he says, and I say it all the time, thy kingdom come here on earth through me, in me, around me, as it is in heaven. That's the word of God, Matthew 6. Your will be done in me, through me, Lord, as it is in heaven. Because God wants you prosper. You represent him. You are his representative here on earth. So when I look back at my life, I'm a depression baby. I was born in the depression, 1931. And what I see that God has done for me all these years, I look back and I said, I wouldn't have known to even ask for what he did for me. I really wouldn't. And the only prayer I knew was Matthew 6. So I'd like to hear you and saw you say, God, your will be done. Because his will for us is much greater than our will for ourselves. That's just like people, he wants us to have the best. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to, because you are his representative. And the wealth is not that you're going to sit on it and say, I have all this money thing. It's because you can help people. You can do kingdom work. You can have be the lenders and not the borrowers. You can stay out of debt, which is a form of slavery. You don't need to be in slavery. You don't need to walk in slavery for the rest of your life. And you don't need to have school loans, which I feel is a real trap. People are old paying school loans off. What? How are you going to live? How are you going to start out? You go to school and all these school loans. We should be able to give scholarships and help people to go to school or build schools and educate people free. That's a blessing. We're coming to that. People are coming. They're coming into that. Our eyes are being opened. God is using some people to do great things and great work, and he's bringing people together to make some serious moves, to educate our children and train them in ways that they may not have to go through 4-year college education. And it's a mighty move of God that's on now that I'm seeing. And all you have to do is have the desire to do the right thing. So our young men cannot be in prison. And a lot of men and children are in prison and locked up because of poverty. And that's not the will of God. And that's because people have settled for nothing. Their parents have settled for just not really trying or not really making sure they get a good education or get a good training, be trained someplace. And they're closing down some of the schools where they used to train people. And that's not right either. So we have to do this. The body of believers have to rise up and do this, make sure our kids, our children, not only black but all children of Almighty God, get trained. And if we learn and get into our hearts and get into our will to want to train and help people move to another level, we have great minds behind bars. Great minds behind bars, because they haven't been taught. People haven't cared. They used to care about you. Something has happened. Some people still do, but too many don't. Because that's why we see too many. I don't know where it starts, but I think it started when they took prayer out of school. I think that was the beginning of the end. However, it's recovery time now. It's recovery time. And things are going to change. They are changing now. They are changing now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it. Our children will be well educated. Our children will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Our children will be the lenders and not the borrowers. Our children be mighty men and women of God in the business place, in their businesses, and in the pulpit. And that's another thing. You can have a ministry in your business, and you can have a ministry in your ministry. Some people feel that they have to give up their businesses and go in the pulpit. God didn't say that. That's not for everybody. The pulpit is not for everybody. It's for some, but not everybody. God has given some people the gift of business. And you can use your business as a ministry because you're able to hire people and run your business legally and run your business well and do great work and talk about about the word of God and the will of God. Because it says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. So get the desire in your heart to walk in the spirit of love, to walk in the spirit of forgiveness. Forgive. Forgive those. Because that's what the word says. And when I first heard that long time ago, and in situations, you just really don't want to forgive them. You want to stay mad, not angry, mad. However, God said, no, forgive them. And you know what happens? Let me tell you what happens when you forgive them. You feel better within yourself. You feel better. You release yourself. So release yourself, and a lot of sicknesses come because people haven't been able to forgive or didn't know that they should forgive. So walk in the spirit of love, because love is the key to your prosperity. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you and I praise you for this word today. I thank you and I praise you for the people that have received your word. I thank you, Lord, that your word will not return void, but it will prosper where it was sent. And I decree and declare wealth and riches are in their homes in the name of Jesus, because that's your desire. And that's your word according to Psalm 112. You said wealth and riches shall be in your homes. And I decree and declare that word to come forth in everyone's home under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that whatever they put their hands to do, they shall succeed and prosper in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the young people, God. I thank you, Lord, that they're growing up to be mighty men and mighty wealthy men and women of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this time and this opportunity. In Jesus' name. If there's someone out there who does not know Jesus, or have not given their lives to the Lord through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, invite him into your life now, in Jesus' name, and you will never look back. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, for this business that I was talking about. Do you know anyone, or do you know anyone who travels at least once or occasionally? I like to travel. I'm a traveler. So where was the last most memorable place you traveled? My other question is, did they pay you for booking or staying at their resort where you traveled or vacationed? Well, let me introduce you to the travel that pays. Glory to God. I'm excited about this. It's called Paycation Travel. I'm telling you. You need to look into this. Because this is multi-level marketing. And it is the greatest multi-level marketing business that I've seen so far financially and having fun at the same time. And that's why after I got into this, I really joined because I like to travel. I like cruises and I like to travel. I've been to, you know, many places, but there are other places I would like to go. And then when I joined, then I realized it was network marketing. But I was only going to just refer people. And I told my international executive, Troy Mitchell, that's what I was going to do. I said, I'll just tell people to come to you. But I've gotten so involved in this because I see and have the desire for our people to move to another level, not only in pleasure, but in prosperity. And that's what is happening here. I'm seeing more, I'm seeing millionaires come out of this. And at the same time, they're able to travel. It's happening. It's happening as I speak. And I see more men. I see a lot of men in this, and it's very exciting to see our men, our black men, move into the wealthy place. And some of them have been in businesses and things. And, you know, multi-level marketing is an area where you don't have to, you know, we have, as I said early on, we have people in prison with great minds. They're not in prison because they were so mean or nasty. A lot of them in prison because they were drug dealers trying to make money. So when they come out of prison, they can't get a job. So if they have the right mind and right attitude, because they are business dealers, they are wheelers and dealers. I never was in drugs or anything, but I saw, you could see, and they wanted a good lifestyle. So even if they wanted to get in, whoever wants to come in this business, multi-level marketing, this is great. And I see the move of God in this. And as I'm talking about, you know, people who've done wrong things and been in prison, they can get saved, they can get delivered, they can get healed, and they can see prosperity. Because they're not dumb. They're not dumb. So I see Job 36:11 in this, which says, my goodness, if you obey and serve me, that's his word, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And that's what I see here. You can travel, go cruising or flying, or go to resorts, go to Disney, go take your children places and go places yourself, anywhere in the world at a discounted price. So you're making money while you're having a good time. It doesn't get much better than that. So I want you to consider go on to my website, annstricklandpaycation.com. That's annstricklandpaycation.com. Or you can call me on 215-806-4879. In the name of Jesus. And the last announcement is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Over 3751 Island Avenue in the Gateway Building in the Empowerment Center, my prophet daughter Susan Napier will be conducting the class. And she has a prophetic anointing, so I don't know how God's going to use her, because we are free. We yield ourselves to him and whatever he wants to do through us in the name of Jesus. So it's all about him and what he's going to do. So if the class is free, it starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's Island and Bartram Avenue in the big Gateway Building. It's a parking lot. You don't have to worry about parking. Parking is free. And it's close to the airport if someone wants to. You know, if you have your jet and you want to fly in. So, looking for you. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, good night.